Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, this is Daniel White, the third president of Gospel Light Society International, with the White House family devotional reading of Charles Haddon Spurgeon's classic book, Morning and Evening. This is the podcast, and this is episode 411. The passage that Dr. Spurgeon chose for our devotional reading today is Exodus chapter 14, verse 13, which reads, "And Moses said unto the people, Fear ye not, stand still, and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will show to you today. For the Egyptians whom ye have seen today, ye shall see them again no more forever." These words contain God's command to the believer when he is reduced to great straits and brought into extraordinary difficulties. He cannot retreat. He cannot go forward. He is shut up. On the right hand and on the left, what is he now to do? The master's word to him is stand still. It would be well for him if at such times he listens only to his master's word. For other and evil advisors come with their suggestions. Despair whispers, lie down and die. Give it all up. But God would have us put on a cheerful courage and even in our worst times rejoice in his love and faithfulness. Cowardice says retreat. Go back to the worldling's way of action. You cannot play the Christian's part. It is too difficult. Pardon me. Relinquish your principles. But however much Satan may urge this course upon you, you cannot follow it if you are a child of God, if you are a born-again one, if you are saved. His divine fiat has bid thee go from strength to strength, and so thou shalt, and neither death nor hell shall turn thee from thy course. What if for a while thou art called to stand still, yet this is but to renew thy strength for some greater advance in due time. Precipitancy cries, do something. Stir yourself. To stand still and wait is sheer idleness. We must be doing something at once. We must do it so we think, instead of looking to the Lord, who will not only do something, but will do everything that needs to be done. Presumption boasts, if the sea be before you, march into it and expect a miracle. But faith listens neither to presumption, nor to despair, nor to cowardice, nor to precipitancy. But it hears God say, stand still, and immovable as a rock it stands. Stand still. Keep the posture of an upright man, ready for action, expecting further orders, cheerfully and patiently awaiting the directing voice, and it will not be long ere God shall say to you, as distinctly as Moses said it to the people of Israel, go forward. Let's pray. Holy Father God, we pray in the holy name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you so much for this wonderful time of devotions. and prayer. Lord, and I do pray now that you will help us to remember your holy word, meditate on your holy word, love it, cherish it, obey your holy word, apply it to our lives, lovingly share it with others in the discipleship way. And Lord, as I intend to do now, by your grace, proclaim and preach your holy gospel so that others who are lost will come to know you as Savior. Have your Holy Ghost to take control. Give me your spiritual and mental and physical strength, your unction and your anointing, and the power of your Holy Spirit to preach your holy gospel and to make it plain and understandable so that, Lord, even a child will understand it and get saved today. In Jesus Christ's name we do pray and forsake. Amen. Now, dear friend, if you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, here is how you can be saved from hell and saved to heaven and walk with the Lord morning and evening until you go to that wonderful place called heaven. When you die and up there, you'll be able to walk with the Lord for eternity. First, dear friend, accept the fact that you are a sinner and that you have broken God's law. We all have. We're all sinners, aren't we? You have said yourself that we're not perfect, and you were right. You say, well, not me. I have not committed any real sins. Well, have you ever told a lie before? You say, well, I have told some white lies. Well, all lies are lies in God's sight. And white, red, yellow, black is still a lie. Or brown is still a lie in God's sight. Have you ever stolen anything from, say, your parents? Money from their purse, money from their jacket to go buy something that you did not have permission to buy? Or have you stolen anything else? Have you ever lusted or coveted in your heart after somebody or something? Have you ever dishonored and disobeyed your parents with a bad attitude? Have you ever dishonored God by taking God's name in vain? We all have sinned, the Bible says, and come short of the glory of God. That includes you. It includes the Pope. It includes the Dalai Lama. It includes even Joel Osteen, the pastor of the largest church in America. It includes me. We're all sinners. Because of our sinful nature and our sinful choices. The Bible says in Romans 3:23, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Second, accept the fact that there is a penalty for sin. There is a punishment for sin always, as you well know. The Holy Bible states in Romans 6:23, for the wages of sin is death. You know why you die? You're going to die. You know why people die? We die not because of a car accident, not because of cancer, not because of cardiac arrest, and not because of the coronavirus plague. We die because of the plague of sin in our hearts and in our lives. We die because of our sinful nature and our sinful choices. And our bodies will be buried in a grave. Our eternal souls will go straight to hell. And we'll spend eternity there in torments. In fact, dear friend, according to the scriptures, if you were to die right now, if you were to drop dead right now, and you have never believed in the Lord Jesus Christ for your soul's salvation, you would immediately lift up your eyes in the torments of hell. Nobody's trying to scare you. That's just the biblical fact in reality. There's no limbo. There's no in-between. There's no vestibule. There's no purgatory. All of those are lies. It's heaven or hell. Third, then, dear friends, accept the fact that you are on the road to hell. Jesus Christ said in Matthew 18:8, "Wherefore, if thy hand or thy foot offend thee, cut them off and cast them from thee. It is better for thee to enter into life halt or maimed rather than having two hands or two feet to be cast into everlasting fire." This is just one of the many sermons Jesus Christ preached on hell. In fact, Jesus Christ preached more on hell than any prophet, any evangelist, any apostle, or any writer in the Bible. And he preached more on hell than he did about heaven. So hell is a very real place, is the point. One time when Jesus Christ was describing hell and preaching on hell, he said hell is a place where there's weeping and wailing and gnashing of teeth. That is the reality. You see, my dear friend, all of our ungodly sins and ways must be paid for. Either we're going to pay for them in hell, or we're going to believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, who has already paid our sin debt. Jesus Christ, who suffered and bled and died on the cross for our sins, was buried and rose on the third day, having paid our sin debt through his precious blood. Do you truly know him? If not, you need to get to know him today. You need to believe in him. That's the only way you can get to know him and have a personal relationship with him, is to believe in Jesus Christ, who suffered, bled, and died on the cross for your sins, was buried, and rose on the third day by the power of God. That's true salvation. In another sermon, Jesus Christ said, in describing hell, it is a place where the worm dieth not, or the maggot dies not, and the fire is never quenched. Hell is a horrible place, but so is your sin in the sight of God. The Bible says God is angry with the wicked every day, and we all know it. Now, dear friend, hell is bad news. Hell is serious. Hell is no joke. Hell is sad news. Hell is bad news. But I do have some good news for you. You do not have to go to hell. You can go to heaven by believing in the Lord Jesus Christ. For Jesus Christ said the most loving, most important, and most wonderful words ever said to sinful mankind in the history of the world, when Jesus Christ ran back one night and said to Nicodemus, a Pharisee, a ruler of the Jews, that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. You will never find more beautiful words ever uttered on this earth than these words. You have seen them before. You saw them in Sunday school. You saw them at the end of a football field on TV. They are very popular and well known, but some people don't understand the significance of these words. I want you to notice the first part: God so loved the world. That means that God loves you. If you're in this world right now, and as the old preachers used to say, and the blood is yet running warm in your veins, God loves you. No matter what you have done, who you did it with, God loves you. That he loves you so much that he gave up his only begotten son to suffer, to bleed, and to die on the cross for your sins in a cruel crucifixion. He was buried and rose up by the power of God on the third day for you and for me. He went through hell and went to hell so that we would not have to go to hell forever. So, dear friend, notice the phrase, that whosoever believeth in him. Whosoever means anybody at any time. Red, yellow, black, or white, we're all precious in God's sight. And then notice the word believeth. The word believeth simply means to trust in, to have faith in who? In Jesus Christ. That's what Jesus Christ wants you to do, is put your faith in him to save your soul from hell. And once you do that, immediately your destination changes from hell to heaven. Watch this. If you believe in him, in Jesus Christ, Jesus says you should not perish. That means you will not be going to hell when you die, but you will have everlasting life. Notice the simple and easy plan of salvation that God has wrought through his son, Jesus Christ. It was not easy for God to give up his son. It was not easy for Jesus to suffer and to bleed and to die like he did on that cross for you and for me. He was buried and rose from the dead on the third day. None of this was easy. In a few days, we'll be celebrating Good Friday. That's the day Jesus Christ died for our sins. We call it Good Friday because if we believe in him, we will not go to hell. We'll go to heaven. But it was not a Good Friday for Jesus Christ. It was not a Good Friday for God. It's a very painful day. But they did that for us because God so loved the world. So all you have to do, dear friend, is believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. Believe in the Lord Jesus Christ right where you are. You don't have to go to some ornate church to do this. Don't listen to the devil's lies, because he's saying to you right now, why don't you just wait till this plague pandemic is over, and then you can go into the church and take care of that. Don't listen to that lie. You may not make it. You might die of the coronavirus plague before then. People are still dying by the thousands every day. Don't believe the devil's lie that he's telling you right now. Well, this is a good thing for you, but you don't want to do it right now. Why don't you go and get your life together first? That's a lie from the devil. You don't have to give any money to a preacher or to the church to get saved. You don't have to shout and run around the church and speak in some unknown tongue as you've seen on television to get saved. You don't have to join a church to get saved. You don't have to get baptized to get saved. Some of these things are good and fine after you are saved. Right now, you need to be saved. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and you shalt be saved. Pray and ask him to come into your heart to save your soul. For the Bible says in Romans 10:9-13, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, you shalt be saved. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. So believe in your heart in the Lord Jesus Christ. Confess with your lips the name of the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, and pray and ask him to come into your heart and into your spirit and to save your soul today, and he will. I'll be more than happy to lead you in the prayer, since you've never prayed this prayer before. Somebody led me, and millions more have been led in prayer, in a prayer like this called the Sinner's Prayer. Repeat after me, phrase by phrase, as you are believing already in your heart in Jesus Christ, and believing in your heart that Jesus Christ suffered, bled, and died on the cross for your sins, was buried, and rose on the third day. So let's pray together. Repeat after me, phrase by phrase, and mean it from your heart. Holy Father God, I acknowledge that I am a sinner, as the preacher said earlier. I admit, Lord, that I in fact have committed some of the sins that he has already mentioned. I have broken your Ten Commandments in this way. And Holy Father God, I understand that I deserve to go to hell just like a criminal deserves to go to jail. For Jesus Christ's sake, please have mercy and grace upon my soul. And please forgive me of all of my sins, as I now believe with all of my heart in your Holy Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. I believe that Jesus Christ, the Lord of glory, suffered, bled, and died on the cross for my sins as the sacrificial Passover Lamb of God who took away the sins of the world for the whole world. Lord Jesus Christ, please come into my heart and into my spirit. I invite you to save my soul today. Please fill me with your Holy Spirit and help me to truly repent of my sins and turn from my wicked ways and follow you in the new life, Lord Jesus. For it is in your name, your holy name, I do pray, Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Now, dear friend of mine, if you truly believed in your heart in the Lord Jesus Christ, that he suffered, he bled, and he died on the cross for your sins, was buried and rose on the third day, allow me to say to you, my dear friends, congratulations on doing the most important thing in life, and that is trusting Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. For more information to help you grow in your newfound faith in Christ, please go to GospelLightSociety.com and read my book titled What to Do After You Enter Through the Door. Jesus Christ said in John 10:9, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved and shall go in and out and find pasture. Dear friend, if you trusted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior today, please email us at dw3@gospellightsociety.com and let us know. We have some free material that we want to send you to help you to grow in the faith and to become the strong Christian disciple that God wants you to be. If you have a prayer request, please email that to us as well, and we will pray for you until you tell us to stop. If you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior as he did, here's how you can be saved from the hell to come and walk with the Lord morning and evening in this life until you go to that wonderful place called heaven when you die. First, dear friend, accept the fact that you are a sinner and that you have broken God's laws. The Holy Bible says in Romans 3:23, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Second, accept the fact that there is a penalty. There is a punishment for sin always. The Holy Bible says in Romans 6:23, for the wages of sin is death. Third, accept the fact that you are on the road to hell right now. If you have never trusted, if you have never believed on the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, if you have never received His free gift of salvation, that He died on the cross for your sins, was buried and rose on the third day. Jesus Christ preached more on hell than any prophet in the Bible. Jesus Christ preached more on hell than He did about heaven. Why? Because He loves us and He wants to save us from that awful place so that we can go to heaven when we die. Jesus Christ said in one sermon in Matthew 18:8, "Wherefore, if thy hand or thy foot offend thee, cut them off and cast them from thee. It is better for thee to enter into life halt or maimed, rather than having two hands or two feet to be cast into everlasting fire." Also, the Bible states in Revelation 21:8, "But the fearful and unbelieving, and the abominable and murderers, and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death." Now, hell is bad news, dear friend, but I have some good news for you. You don't have to go to hell when you die. You can go to heaven. For Jesus Christ said in John 3:16, "For God so loved the world," that includes you, "that He gave His only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life." And just believe in your heart on the Lord Jesus Christ. Believe that He died for your sins. He suffered, He bled, and He died for your sins and for mine and for everybody in the world. He was buried, and He rose from the dead by the power of God for you, so that you can live forever with Him. Pray and ask Him to come into your heart today to save your soul, and He will save you. Romans 10:9-13 says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised Him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Saved from what? Saved from hell. Saved to what? Saved to heaven. So, dear friend, if you want to trust Christ as your Savior today, so that you can avoid going to hell and go to heaven when you die, pray this simple prayer with me called the Sinner's Prayer. Repeat after me, phrase by phrase, and mean it from your heart, believing in your heart on Jesus Christ, who suffered, bled, and died on the cross for your sins, was buried, and rose on the third day by the power of God. Repeat after me, phrase by phrase, and mean it from your heart. Holy Father God, I realize that I am a sinner and that I have done some bad things in my life. I am sorry for my sins, and today I choose to turn from my sins with your help. For Jesus Christ's sake, please forgive me of all of my sins. I believe with all of my heart that Jesus Christ died for me, was buried, and rose on the third day. I do believe with all of my heart on the Lord Jesus Christ as my Savior. Lord Jesus, please come into my heart and save my soul and change my life. Fill me with your Holy Spirit and help me to repent of my sins past. Help me to turn from my evil life and to follow you in the new life. Lord Jesus, for it is in your name I pray. Amen. Dear friend, if you believed in your heart on the Lord Jesus Christ, that he died on the cross for your sins, was buried, and rose on the third day, allow me to say to you, congratulations on doing the most important thing in life, and that is trusting Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. For more information to help you grow in your newfound faith in Christ, please go to GospelLightSociety.com and read my pamphlet titled, What to Do After You Enter Through the Door. Jesus Christ said in John 10:9, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture. Dear friend, if you trust that Jesus Christ is your Savior today, please email me at dw3@gospellightsociety.com and let us know. We have some free material that we want to send you. If you have a prayer request, please email that to us as well, and we will pray for you until you tell us to stop. Until next time, my beloved, God loves you, we love you, and may God bless you real good, is my prayer.